Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg dictating endoscopy report on Tina Martinez, date of birth 6-6-1996, date of procedure December 16, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsberg Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Carmen Allende Dines. Procedure performed as esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Sorry, just cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is dyspepsia, comma, change in bowel habits, comma, weight loss, comma, melanoma and bright red blood per rectum. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of assimilation, such as malignancy, or else length of the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period. A retroflexy was obtained at the cardia. Period. Air was suctioned from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Valve preparation was suboptimal on the right with a Boston Valve Prep score of 6,1-3-2. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Please go back to the description of the procedure and add the terminal ileum was evaluated. Please go back to the findings. Add upper endoscopy number one. There was an unremarkable proximal and mid-esophagus. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 36 centimeters from the bite block. There was one tongue of salmon-colored mucosa that was greater than 1 centimeter in length. This was biopsied to allow Barrett's esophagus in all four quadrants. Next line, there was mild erosive gastritis. In the antrum, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, Boston Bowel Prep score was poor to suboptimal, comma, with Boston Bowel Prep score of 6,1-3-2. Next line, there was one sessile diminutive descending colon polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, and there were three sessile sigmoid colon diminutive polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhoid non-bleeding noted. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, due to the suboptimal to poor prep on the right side, and given evidence of polyps, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending PATH. Next line, patient notes that her symptoms have significantly improved since our office visit. Period. Next line. Would recommend continuation of daily pantoprazole for now. Next line, given the constipation, again discussed Miralax and psyllium for supplementation. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.